May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Probably at least up there near the top of the most important things I've ever learned as a Christian, and that is that everything that Jesus ever requires of us, he's already bestowed to us. Religion always begins with demanding. Christianity always begins with bestowing. It says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, that he has, that's past tense, already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. It says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, that he has already bestowed on you everything pertaining to life and godliness. So everything that he requires of me to live godly in this life, he's already bestowed and by grace given to me. Now, for sure, we have to steward that and walk that out, and we grow in our experience of it. It says in this is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. Well, let me just start a little earlier, verse 26. For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, and not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, that he might nullify the things that are, that no man should boast before God. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom. Wisdom is not a thing. Wisdom resides in a person who became to us. Because what makes you a Christian is that Christ lives in you. That's what makes you a Christian. If he doesn't live inside of you, that says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, then you're a false item. You're a hypocrite. You're not the real deal. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Sanctification is the word for holiness. Righteousness would be like justification, getting born again. Now, how did Jesus become that to us? By attaining. By what he did in his life, in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. He attained that we might obtain. He attained so that we might receive. He became to us, past tense, these things. Wisdom, and we don't have time to talk about all these, but righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Well, maybe we'll talk some more about it tomorrow or so, the next day. But how does a person become a Christian? By meeting certain demands, by jumping through hoops, by working, by trying to get to a place where you're finally pleasing enough to God that he accepts you. No, it's a free gift that was attained for us, purchased for us by Jesus. It's simply bestowed on us, but we have to receive it. We didn't have to work for it. We didn't have to earn it. We simply received it by faith. By grace, you're saved through faith. As a matter of fact, there may be someone here today, and you've never understood that. You've always thought that trying to be good enough might get you into heaven. And then what God simply does one day is when people die, he puts you on a scale, and if you've been more good than you've been bad, you're going to get to heaven. The only problem is there are only two scores on the report card, A plus or F minus. And if you've received Christ and the gift of his life in you, then you get his A plus. He attained an A plus. He made perfect grades. And you receive his report card as a free gift. If you don't do that, then it's an F minus. Because see, God's perfect. So if you did one thing imperfect in life, then the whole deal's F minus. So for some reason, if there's anybody here who thinks that somehow you're going to get to heaven because your report card is going to lean towards being better, forget about it. It's a good New Yorker way. Just forget about it. The only way to become a Christian is to receive what he's earned. And so if there is someone here today who's never really received that gift, and you still are hoping you'll go to heaven, then you're in real trouble. But the good news is that you're here. And when you come today to receive communion, what I want you to do is simply do what anybody does when they receive a gift. Just in your heart, reach out to Jesus and say thank you, and take it. Take him into your heart in the free gift of forgiveness of sins and guaranteed eternity in his presence forever as he comes up to take residence in your life. But you know what it says in Colossians 2:6? Just like you received him, so walk ye in him. The whole Christian life is like that. It says here that he became unto us holiness. There may be one or two people here who are Christians. Jesus does live inside of you. You did receive him as a free gift. But you struggle from time to time in the area of sin. Now, that's probably not true about any of you, but just in case some of you are like me and don't have good attitudes and don't make good choices, the fact that Jesus has become unto you holiness is a really important deal. That he bestows on you holiness in his person. Holiness is not something you work towards, though you have to walk in and you grow in, but you don't work towards it. You finally go, bingo, now I'm going to call you. God always starts at the goal. Religion says, there's the goal, now go for it. Jesus said, I'll start you at the goal. I'll give you holiness. I'll be holiness inside of you. Now, move out from that. Listen to this place in Luke, and then we'll finish. This is Zechariah, filled with the Holy Spirit, giving this prophetic word. He says, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. He doesn't say we serve him to attain holiness. He says we serve him having holiness so that we might serve him in it. There's a world of difference. Now, here's the truth of it. We needed a lot more time, but we'll pepper at this in the season to come. Because we always have to come back to this foundation. The same Christ who offered forgiveness, the free gift of salvation, righteousness standing before God, is the same Jesus who has bestowed on you, in that free gift, holiness. He's given you himself, his ability that he shares with you to not sin, to not give in to sin, is there. But what Jesus is to us practically, I mean, it works, he has to become to us personally. In other words, we have to discover all that we have in Jesus. And having personally discovered that, then we appropriate that experientially by faith. And so instead of you praying every day, oh God, please set me free from this attitude. God, please set me free from these fears. Oh God, please set me free from this issue and that issue and that issue. It says in Galatians 5:1, stand fast in the freedom that you already have in Christ. He's already set you free. He lives inside of you ready to make that experientially real. You just have to believe it as a free gift. Everything Jesus requires of us, he's already bestowed in us and to us. It's one of the most important things you'll ever learn. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.